Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and it's that time of year again. That time being autumn or fall, and the leaves are falling from the trees. Where I work, just over the fence, where Freedom lives, there is a really picturesque nature reserve, and there's a network of ponds. And inside the perimeter of the grounds of work as well, we've got lots of trees that are now changing colour. We've got, let me look, we've got some oak trees, we've got silver birch, we've got willow as well. And the oak tree is slowly beginning to turn orange. We've got shades of green, shades of yellow, shades of orange, and then some deep red. And it's amazing the way the colours change in this nature reserve, because I look gazing, dreaming out of the window, staring at the nature reserve and all the wildlife that I could see, just wishing that I wasn't at work. So I see the same view out of the window at work through all the different seasons. And it's in this particular season, and at this point of the year, where it looks so spectacular. So I decided to come and walk down to the edge of Freedom and peer into the distance. And I noticed down on one of the paths, there was a network of trails that run down the side of this network of ponds. And fishermen, I can usually see down there. And like I say, all sorts of different wildlife. But one of the things that caught my eye and that's been really bugging me lately is the amount of litter that seems to be about the place. Not just here, but everywhere. It's a bit of a stain caused by humanity, and it makes me feel really ashamed sometimes to see the sheer amount of rubbish that is about the place. And I'm talking at the side of roads and things like that. People just carelessly and without any consideration for those around them or the planet itself, they just throw litter out of the window. And I'm sure every last person that listens to this right now at some point has seen or knows what I'm talking about. It amazes me, you know, when they cut the grass at the side of the dual carriageway, which is not too far from here, a section of the A38 dual carriageway, when they cut the grass back, it really exposes the sheer amount of rubbish that is at the side of the road. And there's the M1 motorway as well, not too far away, and it is just absolutely terrible. I always take a spare bin liner or plastic bag with me when I go out walking in the Peak District. And if I ever see any litter or anything like that, I always pick it up. And it's not so bad up on the moors and things like that, because I think that the people that head up there, the majority of people care about the landscape, care about the surroundings. But I always come back with at least half a dozen bits of litter that I've added to the bag. And I would dare say that that's on pretty much every walk that I do, that I end up picking up at least that amount of litter. I mean, when I was younger, I was always told, and I was taught from a very young age, that you weren't to drop litter. I've had debates about this with close friends, and I once told one of my friends off for throwing litter on the floor, and we had a big debate about the Keep Britain Tidy initiative that you don't really hear of too much nowadays. I remember when I was younger, they had adverts on TV and things like that about the Keep Britain Tidy campaign, but you don't seem to see much of it about anymore. Maybe that's just the fact that I don't really watch TV myself. I don't really read newspapers or anything like that. But in those rare times that I do, There is nothing like that. No sort of like public announcements, public service in that sense. Yes, you see the things about drink driving and other things that are like that, like drugs and stuff. But I certainly don't see anything about litter. And if I look down there now, I'll just get closer to the gate. I can see bits of plastic. I can see what looks like milk bottles, plastic milk bottles. And if the council doesn't clean those up and they get lost in the undergrowth in autumn, as it is now, underneath all the leaves that are falling and things like that, they'll just be there for thousands of years. And it's quite scary, really, to think about it. I've digressed a wee bit. I was talking about when I had an argument with my friend about it. Like I say, I was taught from a very young age that you were never to drop litter. And I always used to come home with all the evidence of the snacks that I'd eaten throughout the day in my pockets, so I could never get away with sneakily eating any chocolate bars or anything like that, because I'd always have the evidence in my pockets. My friend, we were about 18 at the time, and he chucked some litter on the floor, and I told him off about it. So we got into quite a heated debate, and he said, oh yeah, so one person is going to make a difference. So by me not dropping litter, that's going to make a difference, is it? I said, well, it's a start. So I suppose that's what I'm kind of getting at. One person can make the difference. And I know it's quite cheesy to say that, and this is just me getting my thoughts out. But where do we start? Do other people agree that litter is quite a problem nowadays? It's quite a big problem. Because it repulses me. I hate it. And I hate seeing other people throw litter. And if I was a more confident person, then I would tell these people off as and when I see it happen. But I'm the timid boy, so I don't. Should the government up its game with the public service announcements and the Keep Britain Tidy campaign? Should it be publicised a lot more? I think it should. Another cheesy saying, we only have one planet. Well, there's loads more in the solar system, but this is ours. Anyway, that's just me getting my thoughts out on a windy autumn day as the leaves drop around me. Keep Britain tidy.